never fought for freedom, but not so little brutes like you to come and do the work we do. You bring shame on this country for true, embarrassed by you. We never fought for freedom, but not so little brutes like you to come and do the work we do. You bring shame on this country for true, embarrassed by you.
vote for you. Do you promise to be upright, decent, and honest, and take away all of the fear? You sit and wait for us to elect you, but all we'll do is reject you. Your politics bore us to tears. There are no rocks at Rockaway Beach, and all that glitters isn't
For me, a song that retained the special ska sound but was a little bit more reggae influenced and jazzy, as in one of my favorite tracks that we'll play here shortly. But that was from the album Encore. In October 1st of 2021, they also released an all covers band called Protest Songs 1924 to 2012, released on the Island record, and there was a couple of songs that were fair, I would say. The one about black, white, and brown was interesting. I'd never heard that song. And it also included Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. Terry Hall was also formerly a member of the Color Field and a band called Terry, Blair, and Anokcha. Hall also contributed to works from Mushtaq of Fundamental and many more. He also collaborated with many artists, including the likes of the Lightning Seeds, Sinead O'Connor, Stephen Duffy, and Lily Allen. The renown of the Specials only grew with the years. Early on, they won Best Single and Best New Act in the UK. The music magazine Q rated their debut the 38th greatest British album of all time. And the Pitchfork placed it in the top half of a list of the 100 best albums of the 1970s. Mojo featured more Specials on a list of the 80 best albums of the 1980s. In 2013, NME, which is a highly rated magazine out of the UK, ranked the Specials at number 260 on its list of the 500 greatest albums of all times. And it's been cited as an influence on Blur, Amy Winehouse, as well as hip-hop groups Massive Attack and Portishead. About... and almost as important as the music was the attendant aesthetic, the culture they created and defined by Fred Perry shirts, mohair suits, slip-on loafers, and pork pie hats. While this look was heavily influenced and indebted to black culture, Hall, who's saying fashion is my only culture, can be considered a style icon in his own right. Now we're going to get into what was going to happen, what hopefully is going to happen, and what happened at the very end of Terry Hall's life. Their bassist said Hall and the Specials guitarist Linville Golding had been planning to record a reggae album in Los Angeles in early November of 2022 with flight books and studio time and accommodations organized. Terry had the framework for 8 new songs. Confidence was high, and in fact, he goes on to say, we were set to meet up with Nikolai of Larson, Specials keyboardist, and make magic. This was in September of 2022. Terry emails everyone and says he's in bed with a stomach bug and can't do the first week of pre-production sessions. No big deal. We can knock everything back a week or so. We're not due to fly out until November 4th. Panther received a phone call from the band's manager, Steve Blackwell, informing him that Hall had been diagnosed with cancer of the pancreas, which had spread to his liver. He says, this is serious, life-threatening serious. He has developed diabetes due to the pancreas being attacked. This has to be treated first, then it's a regime of chemotherapy. There is nothing anyone can do. Everything is put on hold. Terry is emphatic that no one be told about this. If anyone asks, he's managing his diabetes, Panthers went on to say and write. The chemo treatment starts favorably, but it seems that it would be March 2023 at the earliest before we'd be in any position to work. He is in and out of the hospital to stabilize his diabetes issue and also to manage pain. It then goes quiet. By early December of 2022, Hall had lost a lot of weight and was very frail. Panther writes that Ian Brody of the Lightning Seeds visited Hall in the hospital and informed Blackwell that he was worried Hall was, quote unquote, slipping away. On December 15th, Blackwell drove up to London to visit Hall. He calls Panther on his return journey and says, things are not looking promising. Terry is dying, Panther said. The next day, he is put on morphine and is more or less unconscious for most of the time. I thought it would be the best for me to go and visit, but Lindy, his wife, advised against it. Quote, she had held her phone to Terry's ear so that his sisters and Linville can say their goodbyes. She suggested I do the same, so I did. It was tough. Terry died around 5:30 the next evening on Sunday, December 18th, 2022. The world has lost a unique voice, and I have lost a good friend. After departing the band in 1981 and rejoining in 2008, he remained active with the band into this year, with his last show taking place as part of the Beautiful Days Festival in Devon this past August 2022. The band's last release with Hall was the compilation Protest Songs 1924 to 2012, which arrived in September, October of 2021. Terry's songs have rose up into the top 20 on iTunes following the singer's death on that Sunday. Songs by The Specials, Fun Boy 3, and The Color Field have all re-entered the charts, with arguably The Specials' most famous song, Ghost Town, reaching as high as number 5. The other songs by The Specials charting are A Message to You, Rudy, at number 10, Too Much Too Young at number 13, Gangsters at number 16, Our Lips Are Sealed by The Fun Boy 3 charted in at number 15, and The Color Field's Thinking of You at 19. Wow, that is 7 songs in the top 20. Now, I'm going to leave you with an interesting article I read by Rob McNeil, published on December 20th, 2022. It says, the title says, a two-tone process of mutual accommodation, the integration legacy of Terry Hall and the Specials. The Specials captured a defining moment in the integration of young Black and Asian immigrants with the white British youth of the time. Terry helped define a point in British integration that is still deeply felt today. The law sees us bid farewell to one of the key symbols of a changing British society in the late 20th century. The band was an integrated group of white and Black musicians. Neville Staple, of Jamaican origin, joined Hall on vocals. Jeremy Dommers was the lead songwriter and keyboard player. Linville Golding and Roddy Radiation both played guitar. Horace Panter and John Bradbury formed the rhythm section, and Dick Cuthell and Rico Rodriguez, who was also Jamaican, supported on horns. Their take on ska and rocksteady, the early reggae sounds that had been introduced to the UK music scene by Jamaican immigrants in the 1960s, was infused with the energy of punk, delivering witty, street-level, political savvy, and into the eardrums of a generation of kids at a time of economic decline and depression, and the rise of far-right groups such as the National Front and Margaret Thatcher's political schemes. While most of their original lyrics were written by their founder, Jerry Dommers, it was Hall's deadpan and inescapably English delivery that gave them a bite and suppressed menace. In fact, a lot of the songs were written about the Black interrogation stop, search, and seize that created the riots that Ghost Town was written off of and went to number one in the UK. Let me say again that this is a two-tone process of a mutual accommodation, the integration of legacy of Terry Hall and the Specials by Rob McNeil, published on December 20th, 2022, and very, very well-written perspective of what was going on during those times and the influence that the Specials had on not only my life, but the life of the youth of the UK of the 1970s and the 1980s. Terry often left the stage at the end of the Specials' life-affirming shows with three words: love, love, love. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite, more underrated Specials tunes called Nelson Mandela. I love the vocal and harmony arrangements in this song, the jazz feel, the horns, the integration of the voices that complement each other in this song. My name is Lanzo for Culture Shock, and our podcast is called Shockwave. You can find it at cultureshock.com/news, because there's news, the podcast, and our weekly blog, and most of the time, our blog is what forms our podcast. But because Terry Hall and the Specials are so significant in our life and in music today, we do themed podcasts when the time asks for it, and this was definitely a time. Hope you enjoyed the program. Support us where you can, but always keep the music alive.